Welcome back to The Price of Business. I'm your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. We are having a very interesting show today with a lot of talk about what's happening in the political and economic front. That trend continues with Hunter Lewis. He's been on my program before. He's written some fabulous books that kind of cut to the chase as to what's happening in our economic situation today. One of his most recent books is called Crony Capitalism in America. He is also the author of Free Prices Now. And my last name is Price, and it has nothing to do with my family getting freed. It's not like about me being a hostage or anything, but that'd be an interesting story too. But it's about the fact that our economy is being largely, if not entirely, manipulated by a government that has intentions other than our best economic interests. And economic freedom, by the way, is one of the freedoms that are the most obviously spelled out by the lack of discussion in the Constitution about government's role in the economy. And yet it's one of those freedoms that is most trampled on. And frankly, we haven't had many political leaders talk about economic freedom. One of the reasons why, even though I had issues with Sarah Palin, she really knows how to talk about economic freedom. She's the first national candidate I heard talk about that of either major party since Ronald Reagan. And let me tell you, Ronald Reagan really articulated a narrative about the importance of economic freedom. We don't have that much anymore. Hunter, what do you think about that? Economic freedom gone awry in this country?
It certainly has.
Tell us about your book, Crony Capitalism.
Well, you know, you and I have talked about how we had some really bad economic ideas recently. The idea that if you have too much debt causes a crash, just load on more debt, and taking on more debt will help reduce debt. But those bad economic ideas don't just lead to bubbles and busts. They also lead to the corruption of crony capitalism, which is what I talk about in my new book.
Yeah, and for those who don't know what crony capitalism is, it's the idea of market mechanisms are still involved, but they're really distorted because it has the government getting money to whom they deem to be probable winners in their mind. And often that probable winner idea has nothing to do with whether or not they're going to be successful, but whether or not they align with their political objectives by either funding the candidates' re-elections or whatever that might be. Is that a pretty decent summary of what we're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the way I think of it is just that, crony capitalism is the merger of big government, big business, big finance, big labor, big law, all working together to make deals that help themselves and that do not help the public, and in particular don't help the middle class and the poor.
Yeah, no question about it. And if people wonder what that looks like from a historical perspective, look up the word fascism, because that is crony capitalism at its height.
Absolutely. I mean, we've had crony capitalism for as long as human history, and it really got its ultimate expression in fascism.
Yeah.
And that's what's kept the human race so poor. That's why we have a billion people today that don't have enough to eat.
Yeah. Are you Austrian in your economic perspective?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I gather that from reading your books. I've read a couple of your books, and I consider myself Austrian as well. And the older I get, the more convinced I become that all the disorder that we have in our economy and our society is largely government-driven, and it's creating disruption where ostensibly it was supposed to be creating order.
You know, so often the argument goes along the lines of we need more government control and regulation, or no, we need less government control and regulation. But nobody stops to think, we need smart government regulation.
Mm-hmm.
We need laws, we need regulation, but we don't need government control and regulation that destroys the price system, which is what they're doing today. It's no wonder that real income keeps falling for the average American.
That's correct. Yeah, no question about it. And one of the things that were kind of brilliant about the founding fathers when they put together this country is that they had this idea that the states would be the primary regulators of the economy in whatever areas that would take place. And as a result, every state had to keep regulations to an absolute minimum, or they would be forcing businesses out of their state. It was kind of a form of checks and balances and competition, wasn't it?
It absolutely was.
Sadly lost.
And of course, the federal government, has we've had less crony capitalism in America than almost any other country, and that's why we've done so well. But, we haven't been perfect. I mean, the very first act of Congress was a tariff bill, which protected some special interests.
Yeah, Yeah. By the way, your book, Where Keynes Went Wrong, phenomenal. I mean, that book was absolutely phenomenal. I think I read it in two or three sittings. In spite of the fact it's very intellectual, very heady, it was incredibly easy read. I don't know how you did that. But I walked away with such a sense of satisfaction, of understanding. And I've read a lot about Keynes in the past. But I had such a satisfied feeling, if you will, satiability there when it came to understanding Keynes at the end of that. It was a phenomenal book.
Well, you know, that book was really devoted to explaining what was wrong about today's economic policy all around the world. But the new books are devoted to saying what we need to do about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need to get rid of crony capitalism. We need to get rid of these really bad economic policies.
Yeah, no question about it. And unfortunately, I don't see either of the major parties moving in that direction.
Well, we have some politicians who are beginning to get the message, but in general, you know, both parties are aligned with their own special interests. The Democrats have their special interests, like labor and the lawyers and so on, and a lot of businesses. Take President Obama. He's aligned.
No,
with
no, no, sir.
Too.
You take President Obama. No, I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. Anyway, go ahead.
You know, people think the Republicans are obviously aligned with big business interests, but so are the Democrats.
Like, oh yeah. Well, in fact, you know, just follow the money. For every one person who was in the top 1% that gave money to John McCain, three people in the top 1% gave money to Barack Obama. I've come to believe that only the mega rich and the mega poor can afford Democrat policies.
And one of the best examples for me was that fiscal cliff bill at the beginning of this year, in which President Obama, he took credit for raising taxes on the rich, but when he signed it, he said, we need more tax reform, more increases in taxes on the rich and corporations.
Right.
But he stuck in the bill, you know, these tax reductions on his favorite corporations.
That's right.
The General Electric and the film industry and so on. And those tax reductions completely offset all the tax increases.
Not to mention the plethora of so-called green companies that are now since bankrupt in spite of the government money.
Well, that was part of the stimulus bill that was really just a payoff to different parties as opposed to a stimulus.
Absolutely. No question about it. Yeah. Yeah. I actually believe that heavy taxes on the wealthy is actually a form of economic protection for the mega wealthy, because taxation only happens on economic activity in the vast majority of the cases. Money just sitting there doesn't get taxed. And so the mega rich can actually afford that. But who it actually hurts are those who want to become rich, doesn't it?
That's absolutely right. Because the small businesses need every dollar to grow. And of course, if it's taxed away, they can't grow.
Exactly. Well, listen, as always, Hunter, you do a phenomenal job, and I'm ashamed that I didn't put the connection between your more recent books and Where Keynes Went Wrong. I should have, because the style is very similar. Great. I can freely recommend anything by Hunter Lewis. Anything I've read by him has been awesome, and I encourage you to check out the website, againstcronycapitalism.org, againstcronycapitalism.org. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
You bet. When we come back, much more for you. I do want to remind you, best content here shows up over there at usdailyreview.com.